It's a talk to Shane Doan, Coyotes legend, chief hockey development officer, and Shane joins us right now on the Arizona Sports Line. Good morning, Doaner. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Looking at the recent results of Coyotes games, it's never a good plan for winning hockey to give up six goals or more, and that seems to be...
But it's a great plan if you don't want to be winning hockey, Vinny. Come on, get with it.
I know, but I have a hard time getting over to that side of the argument. Well, I mean,
okay.
Defensively...
Well, tonight's game's not for you, Vinny.
I mean, defensively, goaltending, what's been happening through your eyes recently, Shane?
Yeah, we just haven't been as sharp. There's an amazing stat on if you've had a streak of more than seven games. I think the next seven games your winning percentage is down in like the 30s.
Wow!
So that's not for our team. It's for every team, and I think in basketball and hockey, it's just you have a big run. It's hard to maintain that. There's so much parity in the league that it usually bounces back and comes back to kind of relatively the average, and I think that's kind of happened the last couple of games. We haven't been near as sharp. We haven't been near as clean in the offensive zone, and we've given some opportunities. So have to get back at it.
All right, before we get back to the hockey now, you were gracious enough to come in Newsmakers Week and hang out with us, and as soon as you left, Jared took some pot shots at you in the sports kebab. Now, did you hear that, Doaner?
I did. A few people pointed it out to me, and they thought it was pretty funny. And it's my family that seems to enjoy it the most, which I'm starting to take personal. So, but yeah, they think it's always fun to make fun of me. So
okay,
they're usually leading the charge.
All right,
you know what we should do at some point? Turn over a segment on a Friday to Shane to work with, you know, to gather some material as a rebuttal to the years and years of abuse that Jared has given you.
We could have listeners create jokes, forward them to Doaner, then have Doaner delete. Oh, you don't like that idea, do you, Jared?
I do. They're just going to be just so horribly mean-spirited if they're from our listeners.
Let's go.
As opposed to the very nice jokes to Shane.
Yeah, you deal with me every day. Jared. Too, yeah. All right, so, yeah, okay.
Those aren't jokes.
No, they are jokes, Jared. But the one yesterday, I got into your kitchen yesterday, which I've enjoyed very much. So I'm not going to lie. All right, so the Blackhawks, they also didn't they play last night? So they're coming in not really well rested either. So this is going to be an interesting thing, and it's going to be an interesting thing now because I think in the NBA and the NHL, we're about at that point in the schedule now where there's going to be teams that are into it and teams that are not.
Yeah, this is where you get, I mean, I always said that you get, there's that balance that guys miss. Like, you don't get paid to play hockey. You get paid to win hockey games, and that's kind of your job. And same in professional sports, I think there's always, you got to be careful of when your players think, well, my job is to play hockey. Well, no, your job is to play and win hockey games. And same with basketball, it's, sometimes guys will just be, well, I got to go out there and play a game today. You got to find a way to win. Like, that's, you need your players to believe that daily and have that mindset daily. And sometimes they can settle into being, well, you know, and I think it's when teams aren't winning as much as you want that it's like, well, my job's, I had a goal in the last game and I was a plus one tonight, so I'm doing my job. But my team lost both games. So now we got to figure out a way that we have to win. And that's our jobs. That's what you do when you're a player and a coach, no matter what. I think that's exactly your thought process every time. And you have to stay mentally engaged with that.
Shane Doan, Chief Hockey Development Officer for the Coyotes, our guest here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. We kind of touched on it last week when you were in studio about what the Coyotes are going through organizationally, but the difficulty in all of that is professional pride, competitive pride for the players on the ice. And I bring that up again, especially going into tonight's game, because one thing that's been a constant throughout this season almost for the Coyotes is, all right, they're struggling, but when you look down at the standings, Chicago's below you, at least you're not in the cellar. Well, they're not knocking on the door right now. They've already beat you twice. How much professional pride do you think kicks in tonight?
Yes. I think that it kicks in Very much. On top of the two losses, the six goals given up in two games, they're coming in, like you said, they played last night, and they just won five in a row, so they're feeling pretty good about the goals until last night when they lost. So it's that balance as a player that you have to have it. I don't care what the organizational plan is. As a player, I play every game and I truly believe this, and I think every player that plays in the league, that if I play my absolute best game, we can win. Mm-hmm. Like some guys can get away with playing, 80% or 75%. You look at the elite of the elite, they play their 80% game and they still should have a good chance to win. But I always believe that if I played my best game, we're going to win tonight. And that's the competitiveness of every player. And I think that they have to approach that tonight. If they do that, we have a chance. And that's what we're banking on. And I think Andre Tierney does a great job bringing that out.
Yeah, I think the Blackhawks, and they just traded off a bunch of pieces as well. I think that that they're going to be in extreme tank mode. But the one thing that might instill a little accountability is all those Blackhawk fans that are going to be sitting there. Right, just what you want. A building full of Chicagoans, donor.
Yes, I've enjoyed them so much. Nothing was better than beating them in 2012.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, how about that, right?
Manhandling them. That was a domination, donor.
Yeah. Well, they did that thing where they kept winning Stanley Cups, so that's always nice to beat them when they do that. But
all right, so listen, so let's move on to something that I'm curious about this, because tomorrow is also the debut of Kevin Durant in the Valley. So so now, as a team captain, they're going to be guys that are going to have to sort of give up playing time. They're going to all that stuff, player rotation, all that stuff. There's going to be some people who pay for this personally, what's the feeling like inside the Suns locker room when you bring in a talent that celestial?
And I think that's probably the biggest part. When you bring in a young guy or a guy that everyone's saying, like, this guy's going to be a big part of our future, I think there's always an element of players are competitive. Like, they want their, I think I'm as good as anybody on any given night. But when it's that elite, when it's Kevin Durant, when it's, if Patrick Kane gets traded this week and he goes to a new team, there's going to be an adjustment, but it is Patrick Kane. It is Kevin Durant. And Kevin Durant is, you watch him play. He's just so special and it's exciting. And, I think that it takes some feeling out to feel where I'm comfortable. But if you really believe this is going to be the difference and now you have a chance to win a championship, you can swallow an awful lot of pride if you think you're going to win a championship, because you're able to know that in the end this is going to be worth it. And, the rising tide and, raises all boats. So we're all a little bit better when we're better as a group. Yeah. And so that has to be the push. And that's why they're so fortunate enough to have Monty as their coach. And I think he has that respect of the room so much that they buy in pretty much to whatever he says.
Donor, always good to talk to you. Appreciate the time and the insight, as always, and we'll talk to you again next week.